I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Sudanese Christians taking refuge in Egypt could go home, but most decide not to. Find out why in just a moment. And later, the Chinese government is putting a chokehold on Christians, but it's not stopping the church growth. Stick around to learn more. We'll start today, though, with a look at the Sudanese refugees living in Cairo. For them, life isn't what they hoped for. Many of the refugees fled to Egypt around 20 years ago when civil war overtook Sudan. Today, they're torn. They could go back to Sudan, but the social and economic climate there isn't any better. However, in Egypt, they're treated as second-class citizens. And if you're a Sudanese Christian in Egypt, you're treated as a third-class citizen, ostracized by Egyptians and Muslims alike. Nuba Mountains Bible Institute in Cairo sees the value of a thriving church among the Sudanese diaspora in Cairo. That's why NBIC trains Sudanese Christian leaders to lead the Sudanese church there. Benita Dirk with NBIC says,
I really believe that God cares about the least and the last and the lost and the people that are forgotten. I feel privileged that I get to work amongst a people group that's kind of a bit forgotten in the world, but God has not forgotten them. So I think that's a real clear gospel opportunity to love our Christian brothers and sisters and our non-Christian brothers and sisters that are forgotten often.
Would you pray encouragement for Sudanese believers in Egypt?
Remember that you have Christian brothers and sisters all over the world, and a lot of them are suffering, but they still love God and are pursuing Him, and lift them up in your prayers.
Next, it's the final day of Urbana 18, the largest student missions conference in North America. But after 75 years of Urbanas, why hold another mission conference? After all, today's college generations are possibly some of the least churched in North America. Last year, the Christian Post reported 31% of freshmen identify as non-religious. Still, for InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's president Tom Lynn, this isn't a reason to skip out on leading this generation to live for Jesus.
When we think about the missions, the Urbana Student Missions Conference, we don't view it as a transactional experience, but there's something about the presence of a global community all together, thousands of students together, sharing this experience together.
These conferences provide an opportunity to worship alongside other Christians. Urbana 18 is also a chance for students to set aside 5 days to decipher God's call on their lives.
It's a generation that they have access to information, so they know a lot. So our job in ministry or in missions is not so much give them more information, but what I consider the most important is giving them vision. What does it mean to give them vision for what they could do with their lives, vision for what God might want to do with their lives, vision for what's in Scripture, being able to understand God's vision for the world? I think those kinds of things we want to emphasize more than just pure information.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And as new regulations roll in, things are getting tense for Chinese Christians. But China Partners' Eric Berkland still wants to help the local church. This fall, he was part of a team that visited Chinese believers to provide leadership training.
In spite of some of the religious regulations that the government has been imposing on the country, and also some of the control issues that they're now doing for all the people in China, we actually had quite a bit of open doors to partner with our brothers and sisters in China.
One of those doors was a new facility that China Partners sponsored several years ago. The new building will serve as library, classroom, chapel, and more for pastors in training.
We're trying to keep it very down to earth and practical for those who come to our trainings. In this case, obviously, this was Bible school students.
So pray hope and wisdom for the Chinese church as they adapt to the new regulations.
No matter what we face, and no matter what the Chinese church faces, the church will continue to grow, and the Christians there know this, and they act on it, and it's very exciting for us as China Partner to partner with them.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is offering an ornament made by refugees who fled Syria's civil war. This Olive Wood project is also promoting education, unity, and love, just like Sat7. So get your prayer reminder for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.